It's just over a century since women in this country were given the right to vote and to own property. In the same century, we've walked on the moon and left calling cards on Mars. Come on, we can do something about gender equality.
That's the voice of Australia's new Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins, who addressed the press club today. She spoke about her commitment to reducing violence and improving economic security for women and girls, as well as finding more diversity in decision making. She told The Wire's Nicole Wedding that even though progress has been made, there's still a lot of work to be done.
It's really shocking to think that we still hear terrible stories and we know that women are being paid less and that family violence is such a problem. In 2016, I think what we know is we've got the laws in place, but there is still really strong structural and attitudinal barriers to progress. So some of it is just that we still subscribe to such stereotypes about what men do and what women do, and the idea that a good worker is a full-time employee and a good mother stays at home with her children. So there is some attitudinal problems that we have that mean we stereotype where men and women should be, and that really hurts women in the workplace. It also hurts men who want to stay home and take caring roles.
What area of gender discrimination needs the most attention?
That's a really good question. In coming into my role, because this is such a community-wide issue, I'm going to initially start by looking at a couple of places or key settings to get change. One of them is looking at workplaces and how they are helping equality. Another one is looking at the area of sport and improving participation and pay and recognition of women in sport. And another early project I'm going to focus on is to look at the experience of sexual harassment and sexual assault at universities. So focusing on young people and what is happening there and what attitudes they are learning as they go through their early tertiary education.
How have your own experiences shaped your opinions on gender equality?
My personal experience is just growing up as a woman in Australia, where I really felt strongly that the sex discrimination laws really recognised that women and men are equal. That has influenced me, but also my professional experiences as an employment lawyer, focusing on organisations who want to achieve equality and diversity, that experience really is going to influence how I approach accelerating change in this role.
What would an Australia without gender discrimination look like?
I'm really aspiring to an Australia without gender discrimination. I'm aspiring to a country where there is no sex discrimination commissioner. And I think what it would look like is a fairer society for all. It would be a better society for all men and women. And it's really something that we need to focus on to achieve, even though I know there's been lots of progress and we've been trying for a long time.
That's Kate Jenkins. She's the new Sex Discrimination Commissioner. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more from her.